Play the dream, stop the hate, fast forward the failures, and rewind the successes. This is the Ecom Talk Show, where we talk all things e-commerce. I'm your host, Gabriel Cosillo, and I promise to do my best to provide you with motivational talks, inspiring stories, and daily therapy, some of which you might need to reach new heights in your entrepreneurial journey and in life in general. Moving on, I'd like to give a big thank you to our episode sponsor, the Ecom Attorneys, Francisson, Rafelson, and Schick, also known as the guys from ecommerceattorneys.com. Actually, ecomattorneys.com. The most seller-centric law firm out there, our friends at ecomattorneys.com, are actual experienced Amazon sellers. Most of their team has made a living between their law practice and their Amazon business. Make sure to check them out for everything related to e-commerce law. Enough of those wannabe gurus and their, well, I'm not a lawyer, but I recommend... These guys are professionals and they will cover everything you need all under one roof. Everything from account suspensions, e-commerce tax law, small business law, contracts, copyrights, trademark, patents, dispute resolution, estate planning, wills, trusts. Heck, they're like your go-to when it comes to whatever it is that you need regarding e-com law. Check them out. Whether it's a specific issue or a general legal advice that you're looking for, if you just want a one-hour consultation, just somebody to bounce your ideas off of, the Ecom Attorneys got your back. This is a five-star recommendation for our listeners. Because time is so valuable to us all, one of the unique things about this podcast will be the podcast highlight timestamps and the length of episode that I will always share with you at the beginning of the episode. And that's what you're going to get right now. Episode 1 is 27 minutes long. In today's episode, we will discuss three main topics about sourcing from China. The timestamp highlights are as follows. The Canton Fair is discussed at the 3 minute 15 second mark. Common shipping terms used are discussed at the 9 minute 35 second mark. Alibaba.com and AliExpress.com sourcing are discussed at the 17 minute and 18 second mark. Moving on. If you happen to miss something during the show or prefer to read it at your own pace, you can always visit our website at theecomtalkshow.com and read this transcript version. Please comment down below if there's anything that you would like discussed in the future or if there's something that you specifically liked or disliked about this episode. I read all your comments and I encourage feedback, whether it is positive or negative. If it's not about the episode, I prefer you keep it to yourself. I'll read them, so go ahead and send them. Remember, guys, you can connect with us via Instagram, Facebook, and Telegram. As always, I would like to humbly ask that you follow us on there. Our Instagram is @paidbyamazon. Join our Facebook page at Wizards of Amazon, or you can also check out our private Telegram group chat, which if you join our Facebook, you'll find on there that you can access the Telegram private group chat. You will have to be admitted, but once we check over your page and see that you're legit seller, we'll go ahead and accept you. The next part of this podcast is to talk about the giveaway and contest, which we'll do in every episode. That's something, you know, rather unique. We're going to give away something for free to one listener in every episode, so that's a perk to listening to us, right? Something really cool is that we're going to do a contest. We'll edit this part. If you visit our Instagram page for details on how to sign up for the contest, and that's where once a week we'll put out who the winner is from the last episode. The news of the week. This week, Amazon announced that they're going to pull their presence from the Chinese market. Amazon.ca, the Chinese affiliate of Amazon, the Chinese arm of Amazon, will end sales on June 1st, 2019. They have publicly stated that they plan to return to the market in the future. The news comes on the heels of Chinese marketplace heavyweights stating their increased focus on the national consumer, coupled with the increased tariffs on exports out of China. Again, this is most likely occurring because of heavy competition from other marketplace options like Taobao.com, Baidu.com, JD.com. These are all national marketplace, online marketplaces. They have a stranglehold on what's happening in China. Amazon realized this, cut their losses, and got out. Plus, the pressure coming from the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba.com to get any competitor out of their backyard was just too much. It also doesn't help that the American government has increased tariffs on Chinese imports, making it way harder to do business over there. Okay, we'll edit this part and we're going to move into the topic and guest. Here we go. All right, guys, I'm really excited for this week's guest interview. He is a successful seven-figure private label seller. He has created 15 brands and has reached over $1 million in revenue. Let's edit that part. All right, here we go again. Okay, guys, I'm really excited to bring you this week's guest interview. He's a successful seven-figure private label seller. He has created 15 brands that have reached over $1 million in revenue within their first 2 years of inception. He has been sourcing international private label products for over 11 years and been in the e-commerce space in general for over 18. The closest thing that you're going to find to an expert in sourcing and importing products for the private label space that I can think of is this gentleman coming up right now. His name is Carlos Alvarez. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate you joining us and allowing us a glimpse into the future of your business.
Thanks for having me, Gabe.
12 to 15 minutes later. Well, Carlos, it was a pleasure having you. Go ahead and tell everyone how they can get a hold of you. Oh, well, you can reach out to me on the Wizards of Amazon page on Facebook, or you can visit me on Wizards of Amazon on Instagram. And blah, 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 blah. My TikTok is this and this and that. And end of segment. Okay, Carlos, thanks for joining us. On to our next segment here. Every day starts and ends. Every day has a midpoint. Today at noon, in the middle of the day, I want you to ask yourself, it's midday. What have I accomplished today? Next week, I'm going to be here again with a whole new episode for you to digest. And I'm going to ask you the same thing. It's episode 2. What have you done since last week? Do you need motivation? Message us on Instagram. We'll chit-chat one-on-one, a few messages back and forth so we can better understand you and provide you with some help. Plus, it's a great way for us to get feedback so that we can talk about certain issues on the podcast. Again, I want to go ahead and shout out the ecomattorneys.com. Check them out. They got your back. I'll edit that part. Again, I want to mention the ecomattorneys.com. They're the sponsor for this week's episode. Don't forget, this week's giveaway is sponsored by our friends at theecomattorneys.com. Visit our Instagram page and comment under the giveaway post for a random drawing winner of a $50 iTunes gift card. Well, as a wrap on episode number one, I'd like to give all our initial supporters a big thank you for believing in us before we actually had a completed product to put out. Getting this project off the ground has been a pure joy, full of excitement and hope, not just for us, but for all those lonely buyers out there who need someone to believe in them. We look forward to making you guys proud going forward and providing valuable content for all your listeners. You've been listening to the Ecom Talk Show. Now get up, get out there, and get it.